dozen roses, glass of wine, slippers and PJs, feeling fine. Advice is nice. It's advice by the fireplace with Dan, Lila, Karen.
CJLO 1690 AM. Welcome back to Montreal, Quebec, Canada, for another episode of Advice by the Fireplace. I hope you're having a good day today. I'm Dan Karen, or Dan Lila, for this hour. An hour where we get together, we read advice questions, or we read questions and we give advice sent by our loyal listeners. I hope you're having a good week this week. I hope you're, okay, sorry. You know what? I'm pretending to be okay this week, but I'm not. I had quite an experience last night. Whew. I'm going to be honest with my listeners, because honesty is the key. Look, I'm just going to say it, get out there and say it. I was abducted by space people last night. I don't know what to call them, space creatures. Now, I know this sounds wacko, but it's true. Let me tell you about it. I was outside of my home, 7:30. I was out there mowing my car, and suddenly I noticed a bright light, a beautiful, bright, shining light right in my eyes. And I realized it was my car light. My door was open. So I shut the door, and there was still a light. This time it was from the sky. So I got out of my car, and I jutted my head up. In fact, it was so fast I pulled something. I said, ow, ooh, ah, my neck, ah, ow. Anyway, suddenly I felt a warm sensation all over my body. I started floating. That's right, my feet raised off the ground, my whole body lifted, going up towards the light. Now, listeners, you know I'm scared of heights, so I'm barely 5 feet off the ground. I start yelling. I'm screaming like I'm on a roller coaster at this point. I even threw my arms up, and I threw my lunch up. Folks, I vomited all over my roof. That's a true statement. I was yelling and spewing, and I passed out. I fainted in the air. And suddenly I woke up. I did a big yawn and stretch. I sat up, and I realized I was wearing full pajamas. An old school nightcap. And I was holding a candle. I didn't even realize. So I looked around. I put the candle down, and I looked around, and I was in some sort of space brewery. There was lots of barrels, and I could hear liquid swishing around. It smelled very hoppy, and not in a bunny rabbit kind of way, you know. So suddenly, I hear footsteps walking towards me down a hall, and they kept coming closer, and I was stunned with fear. I was paralyzed. They came around the corner, and that's when I saw them. The creatures. It was horrifying. They had multiple limbs, multiple eyes, tentacles, visors with an image of a beer can on it. One of them was wearing a scarf, and two of them had glasses. It was horrifying. It was. They opened their, and I'm air quoting, mouths, and a horrible bird-like shriek bellowed out and pierced my ears. Literally, I had an earring suddenly. It was a nice hoop. But I said, I don't know what you're saying. I can't understand you. So they approached me, and I jutted back quick. But again, ooh, ah, the neck, each. One of them reached out and handed me a glass of liquid, what I assumed was beer. It looked like beer, and also it smelled hoppy. Not just like a rabbit, if you know what I'm saying. But I took a large gulp. I put it down, and one of the creatures kind of took their tentacles and tipped the bottom of the glass as if to get me to keep drinking. Anyway, I kept drinking. The aliens started chanting in their language, and what I can only assume was a chug-chug chant. So I finished. They stopped. A long pause. So I said, it's good, but I'm not a huge fan of like a white beer, like a tangerine-y taste, you know? I like a real stadium garbage beer, personally. But I'm sure if you're into it, I'm sure it's good. The creatures looked pretty disappointed after I said that. Most of them left the room. One of them sort of motioned for me to lie back down, so I did. And listeners, next thing I knew, I woke up in the bathroom here at CJLO 1690. Now, I'm okay. I'm feeling fine. I don't know if it was a dream or what, but, I'll tell you, I can still taste the beer in my mouth. And I'm currently holding a candle. I'm just lucky to be alive. And it makes me realize, you never know when something like this is going to happen to you. That's why you listeners, if you're listening, you should call your loved ones. Tell them, hey, let's hang out. Spend time with the people you love, which is exactly what brings me to my first guests. We have some wonderful guests on the show. Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO 1690 AM. So let's introduce our guests now. We have two hilarious comedians, wonderful people. Our first guest, she's sitting here, and now she will speak. Thank you for being here, Abby Stonehouse. How are you, Abby?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for being here.
Quite the experience you had last night.
Oh boy, I'm trying to get over it. You know, we all have crazy nights, but this topped it. Can I be honest?
I mean, we're here to give advice to your listeners, but I feel like we need to talk about you and your experience.
And we will, right after we bring on our next guest. Abby, thank you for being here. Our very next guest, another hilarious comedian, wonderful person. Please welcome to the show, Elspeth Wright. Hello, Elspeth. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for being here, both of you.
Thank you for having us.
So let's get into it. Any experiences like this? Any alien experiences in your past?
I can't say I have.
No. Yeah, none that I recall. None that I recall.
Can I be honest? Do you have any friends or you who have any ghost encounters? Because that I do have.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You personally?
Yes, me personally.
Can we talk about this?
Sure.
What was this ghost experience?
It was when I was very young, and I woke up one night, and I saw my dead dog barking at me.
In your bedroom?
In my bedroom.
Oh my God.
And then I walked over and talked to my mom about it, and she did not believe me, and she told me to go to bed, and that was the end of my ghost experience.
My brother saw our dog as well. Ooh.
Really?
Yeah, that's weird. And none of us believed him.
You should believe your loved ones when they say
sorry
they've
to seen
Nathaniel.
A ghost.
Let me ask, how was the next night in bed? Were you scared? Were you thinking, did this change it? Were you like, oh my God, ghosts exist?
I wasn't scared. I actually was looking forward to seeing my dead dog again. I love that dog.
Yeah.
But never saw it again.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's okay.
Well, geez. There's a whole plane of existence that we don't understand, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And even though I don't believe in ghosts, I didn't believe in aliens until yesterday. Now I don't know what to believe.
You have the earring to prove it.
It's very nice, isn't it?
It is. It's gorgeous.
Do you have your ears are pierced?
Yes.
Does it hurt?
Not really, no.
No. It's like a pinch. Yeah. To get over, like, the healing process is worse than the actual.
Yeah.
Because
it
scabs.
It does. But it doesn't scab it, yeah.
It does. If something goes wrong, it scabs.
I had a, my ear sort of absorbed one of my earrings once when I was a kid. Like, skin grew over the back. You're supposed to, like, turn your earrings when you get them pierced, and I didn't. And it, like, grew into my
it's
ear.
Like an old tree.
Yeah.
Going over a fence.
I had to get it surgically removed.
Oh,
it was really gross.
Gosh.
So, advice. Turn your earrings.
You hear that, listeners?
My first
turn
bit of advice.
Your earrings.
Heard it here first.
Yep.
You know what? That goes for any ring. Nose.
Yeah.
Lip.
Yeah. Mm.
I guess that's...
A wedding ring? Just keep turning it so it doesn't mold
exactly.
to your...
Well, I pierced my finger and put the ring through it, which I think is what you're supposed to do when I got married.
Yes, exactly.
Are you excited to get into these advice questions in a minute here?
Absolutely.
Any quick, do you need advice for anything? I know we were talking about my smelly shoes before the show, which I've brought up on the show to other guests and still haven't found a solution. Any quick advice problems you've been having? I feel like I'm yelling.
Well, if you have any advice how to adult better, that would be...
You know, a few of our previous guests have brought that up. I never do. No.
Yeah. You never do? Okay. Yes, maybe some love advice, how to...
Nope, not that either.
Not that either? Okay. Yeah. Is it too vague? Do I need to specify?
No, those are fine, but I'm just...
Well, wait, love advice. Do you want to know how to get out of a relationship? Because I...
Sure. Yes.
How to get dumped? I can give you advice on that.
Exactly. I would love... I would love to learn how to get these men away from me.
Oh, yeah.
You're batting them away. Yes. As am I. Look, we're three hotties in the studio.
Let's just say it right now. With the fireplace, it's boiling in here.
It is. It's boiling. I am a sweaty, sweaty individual. Mm-hmm.
I know Elspeth is just in her underwear.
It's true. I mean, yeah. I was anyway.
You know what? Let me get these off here. Okay. I'm getting down to my underwear as well. Some people say you could put a fireplace sound effect. I say no. We have to have a real fireplace.
Yes.
Maintained.
Yeah, the listeners at home can't see, but the room is engulfed in flames. It's quite dangerous. Yeah.
We'll see what we can do during the break. I think there's a fire extinguisher somewhere here.
Someone should maybe take care of that.
It's adding to the mood, though. I like it.
A nice smoky atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. It's calming.
Calming, except for the screaming from outside.
Yeah, there's
the fumes, though. Very calming.
So let's listen to a song. And then a few ads, maybe for a product, maybe for a show here at CJLO. That rhymes. I should turn that into a jingle, a pre-ad jingle, because some of these ads are jingles. We don't want this to get too jingle heavy here on the show, but let's listen to a song, and then we'll be right back with advice by the fireplace here at CJLO 1690. Let's see if this works. Yeah.
Heart? We can pop it. Indie? We can pop that too. Dream, synth, chamber, pop, pop, pop. Rock? It's already been pop.
The rest of us goes pop. Same awkward host, new concept and time. Tune in Tuesdays at 7 p.m. for the best new music in all pop subgenres. Only on CJLO 1690 AM.
We're going to have so many feelings.
Considering a master's, MBA, or doctoral degree? Mark Saturday, February 29th in your calendar and get over to the Palais des Congrès de Montréal for the Study and Go Abroad Fair. The best part? Admission is free. Check online at studyandgoabroad.com for more information. The expo opens at 1 p.m., but the first seminar starts at noon.
Welcome back. Technical difficulties here at Advice by the Fireplace. I'm Dan Lila. Welcome back, our guests. How are you?
Oh, fine.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
It was a good break?
It was.
So how's the music? Too loud? Too quiet? Because we can tell the piano player to turn it up a bit. Or we can say, hey, a little softer on those keys.
I like it like this.
Yeah.
It feels good.
It's very relaxing. I might fall asleep. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. You can fall asleep here if you'd like. All right. Let's... enough. Enough of the nonsense. Excuse me. I'm spiking the levels. People need our help.
They do.
Yes.
Abby, Elspeth, let's do this. Our first advice letter is written in by Tanya Leatherstrap.
Leatherstrap, okay.
From Los Angeles, Califresno. Mm-hmm. And she writes this. Dear Dan Lila and guests. Oh, a shout out.
Hi.
My cousin Sally is going to be in my wedding party in June. The ongoing issue is that my wedding has a blue and green peacock theme, and guests have been asked to follow this color scheme with their clothes. Hair wasn't originally included at all in the color scheme, but my cousin Ella has naturally bright ginger hair. I would never ask someone to permanently change their hair for my wedding. I know that would be bonkers, so I suggested some temporary hair dye. But Ella argued that she's been growing her hair for 6 years and doesn't want to risk the color not washing out. I thought this was ridiculous, because it literally says, washes out in like 14 washes. So I gave up on that avenue and suggested a wig. It is one day, one single day, and there are amazing wigs these days. I had a look on Instagram and you wouldn't even be able to tell. But she said she would feel self-conscious and weird wearing a wig, and that because her hair is butt length, that it might sit weird on her head. So she won't dye it, and she won't cover it up. I really don't want to come across as a bridezilla, but butt-length flaming red hair will destroy the wedding photos and ruin the color scheme completely. I'm at a loss. I can't cut her from the wedding because my mom would murder me, but I can't have freaking Ariel ruining the photos. Is it rude for asking this of her for just one single day? Love, Tanya Leatherstrap. Wow.
I think Tanya has an excellent point. It's her day. She should shine. It shouldn't be outshined by this Ariel person. This, she should compromise.
Put Nair in your cousin's shampoo. And then just like, you know what, it's fine. Leave your long red hair. Yes. Here, I bought you this shampoo.
Yes.
And bam, she's going to have to wear a wig, isn't she?
Yeah.
Should have thought that through, Ariel. Yeah, well, yeah, she'll be bald. Cause yeah. We're tricking her into baldness. That's my...
Yes.
And also get a lawyer if you do that.
Yes. Yes.
Get an alibi.
Get an
lawyer.
Alibi.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised. I feel bad for this Ariel looking lady. I'm trying to picture it. A whole wedding. Pictures. What'd you say? Blue and green?
Yeah.
Peacock themed.
Which...
And then a shock of orange.
Yes.
It's a complimentary color. So it would actually
Absolutely.
Look nice.
I think so. Have you seen Aquaman? What's her name?
That's true, yeah.
Amber Heard. She's wearing kind of a peacock colors with the red, and that was a billion-dollar hit.
Yes. Yeah.
Is it inappropriate?
This bride just wants uniformity, and this woman isn't giving her that.
How dare she be born the way she was born?
Yeah.
With no, you know, regard for her cousin's future wedding. That was selfish of her, and she should have thought of that at
birth.
There's
also the option of doing an updo, so it's not as long and it's not as in your face.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
A beehive.
Yes.
Or something. That's exactly. What I know about updos.
She could sculpt her hair so that it looks like a peacock.
Oh, my gosh.
A hair sculpture.
Excellent. Excellent. Mm. It goes perfectly with the theme.
Yeah.
It goes very well with the theme. That's very true. Let me break this down, because this is complicated. Okay. You are in a wedding party, for example. You are asked to change your hair so that it matches better with the color scheme. Do you do it? And how do you feel about it if you do it?
I'm at the age where if anyone asked me to be in their wedding party, I would say absolutely no. So that would be my answer to all of this. Be like, no, thank you. I'll be drinking at the bar. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Ooh, I love being in a wedding party. I think I've been in one in my life, and I loved the responsibility. I'm standing up there with everyone else. It felt great.
It doesn't feel fun. I don't like standing for once. Like, I want to be laying down always.
Yeah, I understand.
So to be in front of people standing up in these
you do when you do comedy.
That's true.
Yes, exactly.
There's a stool there.
There's a stool.
How about a stool option for the wedding?
And
anyway, go on. Ignore I said that.
And then. But it's usually a long... Some weddings can go on forever.
Yeah.
And you're standing there in a dress that probably you did not want to wear. Mm-hmm. And potentially a wig that you didn't want to wear.
Mm.
Or hair dye. Mm. Then, no. Let me go drink at the bar. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been in a wedding party. I'd like to be. Especially if there was a wig option. Just because I've been wanting to buy a wig. Just, you know, mix up my look.
What kind of wig are we thinking here?
Just like really long,
like a long brown or something.
Yeah, because I have like quite short hair, so just like I want like a long, like elbow lengths,
like a hair metal rocker wig.
Yeah, yeah,
Twisted Sister, something like that. Yeah,
just want to see how it feels again. I haven't had long hair in years.
Tell me about it.
Maybe the whole wedding party should wear wigs. instead of just one person. Maybe
what to match the peacock theme, or all kinds of crazy wigs, like a rainbow wig.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
So
instead of just this one person with the red hair being the only one wearing a wig or being dyed, just everyone wear like a the same wig with the same length, the same color.
But then, what kind of wedding? What is this? A 1984 wedding? What is this? What are these? What is this? Agent Smith from the Matrix having the nuptials here?
Oh man, that should just change the theme of the wedding to that. The Matrix.
Yes.
Everybody Agent Smith. Ooh, I like that Matrix theme wedding. Everybody in sunglasses, leather.
Oh.
Yes. Full leather coats.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, kind of. Are there any big Matrix fans?
First.
That'd be fun. Is this? I don't want to come across as a bridezilla, but butt-length flaming red hair will destroy the wedding photos. I'm torn because it is her right. Look, it's her big day, I suppose, but ruin the wedding photos, the photos of all the love, all the people who love you and come together. I don't think hair can ruin that day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No.
Yeah,
Tanya.
Yeah, no,
Tanya?
I do think Tanya is actually being a little ridiculous, if I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Like, that's... Calm down, Tanya. Mm-hmm. Calm down.
Yeah, I don't know. So much money goes into weddings and stuff, but let your friends have their hair. Is that a crazy thing to say? Let your friends have the hair they want. Mm-hmm. You thinking of a wedding theme in the future?
Oh, gosh.
Aside from the Matrix. That's mine. Yeah. You can't
that's
have that.
True.
I took that.
No. I've never really thought of, I don't really care about getting married, even though, I mean, I love having the center of attention on me. That's just not, just, again, let's elope and go drink at the bar.
Yeah, the way things are going for me, the theme of my wedding will be late in life.
I see.
Or a green card.
Okay. Both solid themes for a wedding.
Yes.
Or bar mitzvahs, if you're thinking of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Tanya, I think we basically figured that out.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the consensus here? Chill
calm
a little,
down.
Calm
chill
down. Your wedding's going to be great, Tanya, no matter what people's hair looks like.
Yes.
It's the celebration of love, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I love, what was her name? Sally? I love Sally's hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
I haven't even seen it.
I'm sure it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's great. I'm just so jealous, you know, what you said before of having a wig. God, if I had hair, the things I would do.
What would your wig be like, Daniel?
Oh boy, I want somehow both like a pompadour in the front, but also long flowy hair in the back. What kind of, is that, that's not a mullet, is it?
Like a fancy
it's
mullet.
It's a little bit
yeah.
like a mullet, but I feel like this, it's possible.
I just want, I'm going for quantity, not quality when it comes to my fake hair. Oh geez. All right. Before I spiral, let's get to our second advice question. We're flying by these. This is terrific. This next letter is written by Tick Dickman from Bear Hutch, Manitoba.
Oh, beautiful place.
Beautiful place. You've been to Bear Hutch?
Oh, yes.
It's great in Bear Hutch. Great fishing.
Mm.
Just ask the bears. Thank you so much. Dear Advice by the Fireplace. Ooh, this is a nice one. I like to go for walks around my neighborhood at night. Through the windows of a neighbor's house, I've noticed a beautiful, powerful painting hanging on the wall. It's easy to see from the street at night when the lights are on indoors, which is often. I would love to know the name of the artist, but I've had no luck searching for the painting online. I have also no idea who lives in the house. Would it be okay to knock on the door and ask about the painting? For reference, I'm 30 years old and 6 feet tall. Love, Tick Dickman. Wow.
Ooh, Tick.
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 Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah.
What that means.
That's a tough question.
That is a tough question.
He can be perceived as being just a friendly, curious guy or the biggest creep ever.
Yes. And basically only one of those two things.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd say definitely ask during the daytime.
Yes.
If you're going to ask.
Yes.
Don't just show
sun
up
out.
At night. Yeah. On a nice.
On your stroll.
Bright day around
don't
noon.
Don't stop. Yeah.
That's
maybe
a very
during
good
your
point.
Lunch hour.
Mm-hmm.
Just make a trip home and.
Yeah.
And ask.
And so, is he honest? Does he say straight up, I am one of your neighbors? Not literally, but I've seen the painting a bunch through the window, and I want to know more about it. Is it best to be honest in this case, or
I think it's what? Probably best to lie.
So what do you say?
How do you lie?
I honestly think you knock on the door, be like, I need to use your phone. My phone died, and I need to call. It's some emergency. I ran out of gas. Something. I don't know. Then while you're walking to their phone, hopefully they have a landline, or I mean, they have their cell phone.
Right.
You're like, oh, that's beautiful. Who painted that?
Ooh, yes. Abby.
The deception
is
creepy.
Very.
Yes.
Yeah.
Will they ever know?
They wouldn't.
Because it's 2020. They won't have a landline unless it's like specifically my dad's house. They won't have a landline.
I mean, you can take that risk.
That's
true. Let's hope for a landline. And then if it doesn't, then you can create another scenario. Yeah. Like, I'm having a neighborhood barbecue.
Right.
Get to know your neighbors.
Let me.
Oops,
come into your
I
home.
Ran out of sugar for the coffee that I'm serving. Can I go to your home?
These are all terrific.
Yeah.
And also, while I'm in your home, who painted that painting?
Right. I feel like you've broken into people's homes before.
Yeah. Wait a second, Dickman. I think I'm reading the lines here.
Yeah.
Here's a question: is it crazy along those same lines to go and say, "Excuse me, I'm a fancy art distributor, gallery owner. I am here's I guess have a card made."
Mm-hmm.
Now this deception is getting really complicated. But saying, look, this is strictly about the art. I'm an art person. This isn't just like I'm a neighborhood curiosity thing. This is my job. Look, I'm serious. And give me the name of the artist and I'll get out of here. Will that work?
So
yeah.
Fake card.
Art distributors actually, do they go to homes? Can this be?
Does anyone know?
Is this part of their job description? I do not know.
It's like scouting art. Yeah, I don't know.
Scouting. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that's too complicated almost, though.
Yeah.
You're planning a whole neighborhood barbecue.
Printing out business cards is where I draw the line.
No, I like this. Get your local government to let you have a block party on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Make it legit.
So what we're going to do is we're going to stage a Godzilla attack.
Oh. Okay.
And Tick's out for a run.
Right.
Oh my goodness, I'm sorry. I was running and you hear the sirens. Mm-hmm. Godzilla attack. I need to come hide in your house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
hide
get
in
real
the
close.
House.
Look at the signature on the painting.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
You're like, look, it seems like Godzilla's moved to the next town.
Okay,
I can skedaddle now. Thanks.
I don't know about any of these, but if you're listening, Tick Dickman, try him out.
Yeah.
If I'm honest, though, I mean, my house is not accessible through. Oh no, it is. Okay, for example, if I got a ding dong. And somebody came to my house and said, excuse me, I just saw that piece of art in your hallway or whatever, your living room. Can you tell me about the artist? What would I or you two do if this actually happened to you? And this was a 6-foot-tall, 30-year-old man.
Hmm.
Would you be like, I'm uncomfortable talking to you, bye-bye, wait till somebody else is here?
Or would
you say, come on in, I'll tell you all about the art?
I think I'd take my glasses off and he'd realize that I'm beautiful. And then it would be the beginning of our love story.
I see, because it's you in the painting.
It's me in the painting. Nice. Like, it was her all along.
I'm enraptured by this painting.
No, in reality, I would not. If I'm not expecting anyone and somebody buzzes my doorbell, I'm just like, well, not coming
you don't
in.
Move
I
in
don't
the
move.
House.
Yeah, I hide. I like turn the TV off.
Yeah, me too.
In reality, if this happened, I'd be like, 911.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think I would. I don't think I would be very positive to the person being like, hey, I snooped in your house.
Mm.
Quite honestly, I don't know if this will work.
Yeah.
Tick.
I would definitely not open my door to them at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I did grow up in a small town where Tick.
You mean Bear Hutch?
I did grow up there.
I
know the mentality. I think these people might be very friendly.
That does matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a small town mentality.
Mm-hmm.
People are very friendly. Maybe they'll recognize each other when they open the door.
Right.
Like, oh,
yeah.
I've seen you
I've
at
seen
the store.
You at the,
picking up your.
At Shirley's grocery emporium.
Oh, aren't you Click Dickman's boy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just pleasantries.
So it does, but what if this is in New York City. It changes things, doesn't it? Some nice Brooklyn apartment, and then somebody's just walking in off the street. You're right. There's a lot of variables, but I think Bear Hutch is a small town. You're right.
I mean, it could go still go negatively, but I think he might have a chance that it might be a positive exchange.
So what are we saying? Honesty?
Yeah, or deceit? I mean, I think both of you are saying deceit.
Yeah. And also, if you go up and you're honest and you're like, hey, I'm just curious, and they're like, no, I'm sorry, you don't really get a round two of that. Like, that was your, you know what I mean? Then you're really screwed. I've noticed a beautiful, powerful painting.
I really want to know what this painting is. Like,
so powerful that he's talking to strangers about it.
It's just a painting of an outlet.
That's very good. I like that.
I like that too.
Do you have any paintings in your house that you love? A favorite work of art? Maybe a movie poster.
I have some paintings that my friends have made for me. My friend Lily made me a very pretty painting for my birthday last year. It's really nice.
What is this painting of?
It's sort of abstract, and then there's like a little gem, like a little diamond shaped thing in it. It's really nice.
That's very nice.
It's very pretty.
I have some nice.
Can I have it? Tell me more about the artist, please. No, it's okay. I'm sorry, Abby.
Oh, it's okay. I have some nice photographs in my in my house that I actually have taken myself.
Oh.
Yes, like nice sunsets and my travels in various places.
I see.
Yeah.
That's very nice. I, of course, have a Scarface poster that I've had since college. It's framed right next to the. That black and white photo of two ladies kissing that I've seen.
Oh. Yeah.
And also, there's just a picture of me mooning someone from a trip.
Love it.
And if you want to know about the artist of any of those pieces, just send me a message. Advice by the fireplace at gmail.com. I'll tell you all about it. Or come to my house.
Mm-hmm.
Yelled that into the mic. Okay. Let's do one more advice question, and then we'll go to our second break. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Excellent.
I think we helped Tick. We helped Tanya.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Lots of T names this lots episode. Of T.
Let's see if that does not continue, because this next letter was written by Moose Thorson from Facebook, North Carolina. They say, "Dear Dan, Lila, and friends." Oh, you've been bumped up from guests to friends. Look at that. This is also an art question, actually. A little different, but... Excuse me for the mouth noises into the mic. I apologize. A few mics. Excuse me, not mics. A few weeks ago, I went to hang out with a friend of mine, and we had dinner and chatted for most of the evening. While at their house, I noticed that they'd been working on a painting of two cats dressed up in military regalia, akin to one of those joke Renaissance-style pet paintings you can buy online. They were making this painting for another friend, and I politely complimented their work before moving the conversation elsewhere. Yesterday, out of the blue, I received a photo from this friend of a brand new canvas with a painting of my own cat wearing Kylo Ren's costume from Star Wars with a First Order symbol in the background. Dan Lila, I hate this painting. I hate that it's my cat. I hate that it's the First Order, the Star Wars analog to Nazis. I hate that in the near future this painting will be in my possession. I hate everything about it. I wish I'd never seen it. I would rather quit my job and move across the country and assume a new identity than hang this painting anywhere in my house, let alone in my living room or common area. I equally dread the idea of having this friend confront me about not hanging up the painting. What do I do? Love, Moose Thorson.
Moose.
Wow,
such a tough one.
You mess with Moose, you get the horns. I'm sure. I don't know Moose, but I'm sure.
I mean, he violently hates this painting.
This is a visceral reaction to this
very
painting.
Very visceral.
I mean, I think he knows, you know, move, change your identity.
There's only one option.
Dear Thorson.
He gave himself his answer, really.
Yeah.
I mean, he also, if I can,
please.
Not be so drastic.
Oh.
And then keep this painting, accept this painting. Thank you. You put so much work into it.
Do you say I love it? This is the best. Or do you just say thank you?
Maybe give him a bottle of wine as like, you know, a thank you.
Absolutely.
And then put it in the closet and only bring it out when the friend visits.
Mm.
What? Maybe the friend's there twice a year? I don't know. I don't know. Or you can keep it in the spare room where you don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe keep like a curtain over it just so other people don't realize what you have in your possession.
Yeah.
Plus, there's a mystery. It's like, ooh, yeah, I'm revealing this painting in the future, maybe.
And if the friend catches you with the curtain over it, be like, well, I was waiting for you to get here for me to reveal it on my wall.
Right.
The first time it's going to be.
That's true. I covered it up just for you. Yeah. That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
What if it's actually like a Portrait of Dorian Gray scenario?
Yep.
But for the cat?
Oh, my God. So wait a second. The cat is getting younger and younger like a kitten?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
now you have to take
the painting.
Now you have to take it.
Older and older. But now you just have a kitten that lives forever.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait a second, though.
But it's also Kylo Ren.
It's a first order kitten.
Yeah, it's
I was
not
just
great.
Thinking that. This is an evil kitten.
Yeah.
But redeemable, but evil.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, all cats are a little bit evil.
That's true.
So I feel like...
You're absolutely right.
It's just a kitten.
You can also do this elaborate scheme of, oh, oops, I destroyed the painting.
Right.
There's also that option.
I was eating a hot dog, squirted some mustard right on it.
That's happened to me so many times.
Yeah. It's a lot of my pieces of art. It's really a tragedy.
Yeah.
So why can't it happen to this one?
Let me play, not devil's advocate, but let me explore this. What is your obligation? What is one's obligation when you get a gift? Is it your right to pitch it immediately if you don't like it? If you want to, it's your gift, right? Do you have an obligation to keep something given to you, especially if it was made with an artist's hand? I'm lifting up my hand.
Yeah.
I mean, I've certainly gotten gifts where I thought, I don't want this, but I guess I have to keep it for a little while, right?
Yeah.
There's this a window of needing to keep it, I think. And then after, like, I'm going to say a couple years, you can be like...
Years. So this could survive a move or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do think it has to survive a move.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so it has you have to move.
Yeah.
I see.
And like, oh, no, I got lost in the move.
Yeah.
It's like you moved across the hallway. Like, oh, just tired.
Yeah.
Tired.
Or I don't know if like I'm trying this new thing where I don't want to have kids, but I want to have kids so I can blame things on them.
Absolutely.
So I don't know if Moose has kids, just be like, oh, my kid drew on it.
Yeah.
Or like if I had something I really didn't want, I have two nephews who are 4 and 2 years old and they will destroy everything. So I'd like get them around this painting.
Yep.
And be like, oh, my nephews destroyed it. And no one can be, you can't be mad at my nephews.
No, they're so cute.
They're adorable.
They're adorable.
And they're little kids, so just find a child to destroy it because you can't get mad at kids.
I do think that there is some period
good
of...
point.
Good point. There is a period of time that you have to keep it, but I think that might be getting smaller and smaller because people are being more minimalist. Marie Kondo has really made an effect on all of us.
Ooh, so you're saying fold this painting.
Fold this painting.
I see.
Well, if it doesn't give you joy, if it doesn't spark joy, get rid of it.
This seems like it's sparking the opposite of joy.
Yeah, I feel
this
like they're having stress nightmares about it.
And if your friend has a problem, maybe just discuss.
Yeah.
Be honest.
That's a ballsy saying, like, look, that's a tough one. I know you painted this for me and my lovable cat, but I don't want a cat. How do you say that? If you're given a painting you don't want, how do you?
I might lie a little bit.
Yes.
I might lie a little bit. I might be like,
I'm allergic to watercolors.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oil paint really gives me the hives.
Yeah.
I might be like, look, I know you put so much work into it. I know you love it, but it just doesn't go with the decor of my home. Mm. And I think
with the theme of my, you have a peacock theme home.
Yes.
I see.
Bring it back around. It doesn't go with the theme of my home. I think it might be better if you keep it.
Mm.
Or if you want.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Very thoughtful. Yeah. Thank you so much. But.
Or do you mind if I give it to someone else? Maybe someone else would appreciate it in their home more than me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was going to use the previous question and say somebody saw it through my window Mm. Whoa, and offered me $1 million.
And I can't turn
and
that
so
down.
And so I sold it to them, and now also I have $1 million, so this I'm moving.
This is incredible. We're creating connections on connections here.
I have $1 million now, and now we're not friends anymore, so you don't have to deal with these people ever again. Or get another painting.
Moose, you're welcome.
Yeah, we got a lot of options for you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to hear one more song, and then we're going to hear more breaks, more ads, more breaks. No, during the break, more promos, more ads. Maybe more breaks. No, only one more break. And then we'll be back with advice by the fireplace. Uh-oh, here at CJLO. More awkward transitions. What happened to my music? Oh, this is a freak out. I'm having a live freak out on air. Here we go. Here's a song. Bye-bye for now.
Oh my goodness, 17 years, Lady Oracle. Limelight been going strong for 17 years. Lady Oracle, put down that champagne. We're not celebrating just yet. We need our peoples to be with us. Come and join us Saturday, February the 8th, Diving Bell Social Club, as we celebrate the Limelight Radio Show 17th year on CJLO. Special guest performances by Sean Miller and lyricist Serenity. She got bars. On the ones and twos, providing the music for the night, my man, DJ White Sox. $5 donation at the door. Doors open at 7 p.m. until 11. Come celebrate with us. We'd love to see y'all there. Peace.
Hey, what's been Cordia Music Zone out?
Well, what isn't it? We hold music and social events, as well as workshops, and host a show on CJLO 1690 AM.
A show? What do you play?
Hip-hop, soul, jazz, and R&B, with a focus on what's new and local. You can also expect interviews and live performances.
We provide a platform for local artists to promote their music, art, and projects, and to connect them with the Montreal community.
I'm sold. When's your show?
Every Monday from 4 till 5 p.m., only on CJLO 1690 AM and online at cjlo.com.
And make sure to follow #CMZO on social media.
CJLO, we're back. Oh, my hat is messed up. But you listeners, you can't see it, can you? Advice by the fireplace. Thank you for listening up to now. We have Abby. We have Elspeth. How are you feeling?
Feeling great.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
You showed up when it was bright out. Now it's pitch black outside. Mm-hmm. Just thought this is interesting. It's worth noting, I think. Yes.
That's how time changed while
works.
We were here.
And, okay, let's do one more. Look, one more person needs our help.
Excellent.
This is coming in from Scrunt Lake. And loyal listeners know we get a lot of letters from Scrunt Lake.
They have a lot of problems in Scrunt Lake.
A lot, you know.
But they're scrappy and they'll get through.
Lot of heart in Scrunt Lake.
Yeah, lots of heart. Lots of
heart. If they didn't have bad luck, they'd have no luck at all, as I like to say.
It's true.
And this is written in by Amy Lee Poser.
Oh, Poser.
So from the Poser family.
From the Poser family, yeah.
Dear Dan Lila. Is this too loud again? I never know. Hey. Paul, stop playing so loud. So I gotta yell at my piano
Paul,
player.
But yeah. We're trying
but
to
Jesus,
do something.
Come on. Also, could you switch it up? It's been the same song for many weeks. All right, this is coming in.
I think you're doing great, Paul. Don't listen to them. All right,
don't get a big head, Paul. You're 1 for 3. Dear Dan Lila, this is a complicated one. I don't know about this one. I need your help. I do need your help for this. I started on staff at a small environmental / conservative. Excuse me, by the way. I started on staff at a small environmental / conservation nonprofit. My coworkers and I are PR, fundraising, and outreach staff. All of us are brand new due to turnover. Today we received an email from our boss that says, quote, when we are traveling for work, we try, when possible, to stay at a state park, cabins in the winter, camping normally in the summer since most cabins are booked for a week. The state agency responsible for camping fees provides us a waiver so that we can stay for free. print this waiver, and so on and so on. I know at least one of my new coworkers feels as I do. We're not going to camp alone in a park in a tent. I can't believe this. Advice? P.S. Even if we book a cabin, which have limited availability, we'd have to take bedding, etc. And our boss has previously told us that many of the state cabins have bed bug problems. What do we do? Love, Amy Lee Poser.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How do we feel?
That is a
I wish the listeners could see the look Abby just gave. Because
I was reading. What look was that?
It was just like big eyes.
Yep.
Dismay.
This is an upsetting question.
It is. It's very upsetting.
I don't mind camping. I went camping once last summer with my friends.
And
I would not
want to
go. It was lovely. It was really nice. I would not want to go camping alone, though.
Right.
That's how you get axe murdered.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Or eaten.
Or eaten
by bears. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do not camp, so that would be an absolute. Well, thanks for having me. 2 weeks notice, where I don't camp in those 2 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm guessing she does need this job. Or they do.
And not only that, but the job is at a small environmental I keep saying conversation because I just love conversation.
Conservation.
Thank you. Conservation. Yeah. So I do kind of understand the idea of being like, let's put our money where our job titles are.
But can you imagine having to camp, like stay overnight in a tent on the ground, and then go to like an out, like a business meeting the next day? And it's not even. It's one thing if it's like people you know, but you're like out of town.
Yep.
You're, I don't know, in Milwaukee. You don't know anyone in Milwaukee. And then you have to like go in.
Yeah.
Still campy. Smell like fireplace. Fire,
exactly. Which I mean. Marshmallow on the corner of your mouth.
And then.
That's a good, no joke. That's a very good point, actually.
Yes.
It's hard to get as professional as you might need to be if you're, washing in a creek.
Exactly.
Creek, yes.
Excuse me, creek.
I mean, I live in Point St. Charles, so I frequently
wash
in the canal.
Yes, right.
Walk down.
It's just not the same as a hot shower, is it?
But your hydro bill.
It's very low.
Very low. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're getting at here.
Yes.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, if she believes in what she's doing for work, maybe she should get on board.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I'm too high, mate. I wouldn't.
Because the alternative is the bed bugs in the camps. Mm.
That's the other thing, too.
Yeah.
Yes, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I've never had bed bugs.
I get so paranoid about it.
Yeah, me too. Like, I love going to movies, and then I hear vague whispers of like, ooh, there's bed bugs in a movie theater.
I didn't need to know that.
Stay away for weeks in like New York. But you never know.
So yeah, it's a very tough question. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But also, if it's like an environmental not-for-profit, they don't have a lot of money. So, and there's also technology now. Why aren't these meetings Skyping instead of traveling?
Because traveling, too. I thought the question was going to be about traveling, because that's what's going to get the hurt the environment. Like,
That is the like impact on the environment.
Yeah.
So put that towards your boss. Let's cut down on, our carbon footprint, and let's Skype these things. Let's FaceTime these things.
Because if you're like flying somewhere to go camping, I feel like you maybe still made a bit of a footprint.
That's true. And on the flip side of that, though, I do imagine if you're trying to, I don't know what this job is, PR, fundraising, outreach, but if you're trying to get, let's say you're trying to get a delicious health bar to join your company and you have a nice meeting and they're like, hey, where can we drop you off? And you're like, I got a penthouse at the Hilton, baby.
That's true.
It's not going to look good.
No.
What about like
don't say
hostel.
Baby, probably.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, you're right. There must be something between like everybody gets their own fancy hotel room and camping on a GD ground.
Plus, where are these meetings at their nearest state park? Because if they're in cities, again, you're driving to and from the city, just guzzling gas. Cause,
just drinking it down.
Yeah, because they all drive Hummers. Yeah, they all. So it's.
You're right. I don't know. You're right. Hummers take a lot of gas.
They do.
In this networking or outreach, mm-hmm. they just get to know these companies that they're working with, and they can couch surf on all of these.
That's true.
Create these bonds with these companies. I'm like, well, I need to come down there for this meeting.
Yep.
Can I stay in your spare bedroom? No cost. And also...
My, what a lovely and powerful painting you have.
Yes. Who made that?
Look at that. It's all tied together. Mm-hmm. Folks, we're running out of time. I can't believe it. Abby, Elspeth, we're running out of time. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
We solved everything.
We did.
I think so.
I'd love to have you back sometime.
I will be here anytime. In a second.
Well, speaking of I will be here... How do I work this segue? Where will you be in the future? Hey, there I did it. Is there anything you'd like to plug? You'd like to tell our listeners? Any Instagrams you'd like to share? Late night media appearances?
Well, you can follow me on @AbbyPStone_MTL on Instagram.
Wonderful.
I do have a show that is in March. I can't say it on the radio, but it's called Get Effed.
FCKED.
Yes. Yes.
Wonderful.
And
at Theater St. Catherine?
Theater St. Catherine. Yeah. And it's March 20th, like I said.
Wonderful.
And we have an excellent lineup. If you follow us on Instagram and Facebook, you'll get the whole lineup will be announced in a couple weeks.
Abby Stonehouse, check her out. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Elspeth Wright, anything to plug?
Yes. On Valentine's Day, February 14th, I will be doing Tinder Tales at Le Astral. Trina Wintour is headlining the show I'm on.
Ooh, we talked about her last week.
Wildly excited.
Yes.
And on February 20th, I have a comedy trivia game show that I run at the Diving Bell Social Club. So follow that. You can find that at Battle of Wits on Instagram and Facebook.
Funnest show in the city.
And it's super fun.
Best comedians in the city. Thank you both so much for being here.
Thank you.
Speaking of thank yous, I want to thank Corey Gandahl for his incredible theme music each and every week. Thanks for making that. I want to thank Allison and everybody here at CJLO for letting us do this nonsense. And finally, I want to thank each of you for listening. If you've made it this far, excuse me, sorry. You didn't deserve that cough, but you got it anyway. We thank you for listening. And if any of the alien overlords who picked me up last night are listening, I want to say, I got a taste for that beer. You guys like a Blanche beer?
Mm. No.
No, me neither. I know. I didn't before, but now I got a taste for it. Mm. I'm more of a Scotch guy. Just reading the... Okay, now it's time. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time on Advice by the Fireplace. Bye-bye.
Caring is sharing your heart's desires in conversations by the fire with Delilah Karen.
We'll see you next time.